What's your stock pick?
I mean, in spite of everything I've been saying about there is a lot of value around Alisha, it feels to me as though the world is going into a phase of consolidation. You've seen a lot of second wave of infections in Europe. The U.S. hasn't even had a second wave because their first wave isn't finished yet. It's starting to look as though Donald Trump doesn't really want to relinquish control. So I think you've got an election that could become a real bun fight. Just generally, I'm a little bit anxious right now. I think I would just sit back for a few days and see how the markets play out. So I know this is not Cash Watch, but I would right now just sit on cash and watch these markets. And chances are you're going to be able to get quite a few good companies a little bit cheaper over the next week or two.
Okay. Are you finding value in the equities space, Nathan?
I'm actually very much thinking-wise similar to where Graham is right now. But I'm going to go with a very, very defensive stock, a stalwart from the old days that we all run to when we need, to earn a bit of dividend and not take too much risk. And that's going to be British American Tobacco. Great dividend yields, still reasonable value. Very unloved at the moment. Tobacco always is. But for me, I think that's kind of where I'd like to park some cash.
Okay, well, gentlemen, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Nathan Nyer from Sasfin Securities and Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening.